win for South African cricket.
Kim, South Africa spanked Ireland by 201 runs Tuesday to put one foot, or bat if you prefer, in the quarterfinals of the Cricket World Cup. Playing in Canberra, Australia's capital, the Proteas of South Africa powered their way to 411 for four in 50 overs. The Irish had 210 in 45 overs. South Africa's captain, A.B. de Villiers, was delighted with the way his team played at Manuka Oval.
I'm very happy with the performance. Ireland's a tricky team to play. I think they've taken a lot of confidence from the good start they had in this World Cup. And I think we paid them all the respect that they deserved, which probably helped us to perform a bit better today. It's very easy to underestimate a team like that, and I thought the guys stuck to their guns really well. We started off exceptionally well, the great partnership between Faf and Hash. When you get a partnership of 200 plus in ODI, you're always going to get yourself into a good position as a batting unit, and we found ourselves in a great position going into the last 15 overs, which gave us a lot of freedom to express ourselves. But we ticked a lot of boxes today. You can never be exceptionally happy with your performance. I'm just very happy with the way we did the basics well today and stuck to playing a tight game of cricket.
South Africa's cricket captain talked about the great partnership between Faf and Hash. Hashim Amla hit his highest one-day score with a wonderful 159, and Faf du Plessis grabbed a century for South Africa, which picked up its third win in the tournament against one loss. Captain de Villiers says while the knockout rounds are beckoning at the Cricket World Cup, the Proteas must keep their focus.
We know we've got a very long way to go, though. There's a lot of cricket to be played. Look, it's been said for so many times that we're one of the favourites to win this tournament, and deep down inside we know we can. That's not the problem. The problem is that we're going to have to take it one game at a time, and that's Pakistan in Auckland. It's our next game. Hoping to deliver another performance like we have in the last few games and get some more confidence behind us. But for now, we wouldn't like to touch on the final and games coming up in the far future. We like to focus on the near future.
And the near future, as South Africa's cricket captain said, is March 7th when the Proteas will play Pakistan in Auckland, New Zealand. Taking a look at the Pool B table after South Africa's victory on Tuesday, India leads with the maximum 6 points from three matches. South Africa is in second place with 6 points from four matches. The West Indies and Ireland each have 4 points, followed by Zimbabwe and Pakistan with 2 points each, and the United Arab Emirates at the bottom of the table with no points. Our VOA Cricket World Cup fans will remember the top four teams in each of the two seven-nation pools will advance to the quarterfinals, which will be played between March 18th and March 21st. In Pool A, co-host New Zealand leads with the maximum 8 points from four matches. Sri Lanka has 6 points from four matches. Bangladesh and co-host Australia each have 3 points from three matches. Afghanistan, England, and Scotland are currently at the bottom of the Pool A table. Now let's go to London, where South Africa's coastal city of Durban has formally handed over its bid to host the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Joining in the festivities were some South African cultural singers and dancers.
Come, Durban.
Meanwhile, one of the athletes South Africa sent to London for the Commonwealth Games ceremony was Olympic champion swimmer Cameron Vanderberg.
You know, I think a lot of people, shall we say, see Africa still as an emerging economy, emerging country. But, you know, we really have a lot to offer, and I think that we really proved that in 2010 with the World Cup. You know, we did such a great job. And, you know, if we can host the 2022 Commonwealth Games, it's the first step in trying to host something like the Olympic Games, which obviously is very close to my heart, and I think will benefit for all the athletes who come in South Africa.
Olympic champion swimmer Cameron Vanderberg, who is lobbying for Durban to win the hosting rights to the 2022 Commonwealth Games. And Cameron was speaking in London. Durban is hoping to become the first African city to host the multi-sports competition. And so far, it's the only city to lodge a formal proposal to host the 2022 Commonwealth Games. If successful, the opening ceremony would be held on July 18th, 2022, Nelson Mandela's birthday.
I believe that children everywhere should be free to grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Pledge your support for children at www.gmfc.org.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Turning to African athletics, an Ethiopian star is scheduled to visit Ghana next week to promote an international half marathon race. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, reports.
Ethiopian marathon legend Haile Gebrselassie will arrive in Ghana March 10 for the launch of the first ever international half marathon to be held in the country's capital, Accra. Named Millennium Marathon will take place September 6, and as revealed by the head of the organizing committee, Mr. Roland Bruce, the marathon will attract over 26,000 runners. Mr. Bruce said, "The course will be one of the flattest marathons in Africa, which will make it an ideal and popular for athletes wishing to take part in the London, New York, and Boston marathons." He also said, "It is the mission of the organizers to create an annual world-class sports and tourist event for Ghana, which will bring family and community together whilst raising some funds for charity." Meanwhile, preparation is set for the official launch of the Millennium Marathon at the Accra Alisa Hotel in the presence of Haile Gebrselassie. For the sunny side of sports, Kwabena Ofori in Accra.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the sunny side of sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark's opening serve is women's volleyball.
Hosts Egypt beat Kenya in three straight sets to clinch their sixth Africa Women's Under-20 Volleyball title in Cairo on Sunday. At the end of the round-robin contest, Algeria are runners-up ahead of Kenya. Egypt and Algeria qualify for the Women's World Under-20 World Cup Championships in Cyprus in July. Staying in Cairo, Egypt beat Algeria by 3-1 in the final at the African Men's Under-21 Volleyball Championship on Sunday. Morocco were placed third in the contest. Egypt and Algeria qualify for the World Men's Under-21 Championships in Mexico in September. Turning to athletics, Kenyan Sammy Kitwara clocked 28 minutes and 51 seconds to win his fifth outing at the world best 10-kilometer road race in San Juan, Puerto Rico on Sunday. Kitwara previously won the event four times between 2009 and 2013. Meanwhile, Ethiopian World Championship 10,000-meter bronze medalist Belianesh Algira prevailed in the women's race in 31 minutes and 57 seconds. Moving on to football, Argentina's Hector Cooper is the new Egyptian Pharaoh's coach, the Egypt Football Association president Gamal Alam revealed in Cairo on Monday. Coach Cooper has a huge challenge improving the Pharaoh's fortunes. After three consecutive Orange Africa Cup of Nations victories between 2006 and 2010, the Pharaohs have failed to qualify for Africa's flagship football tournament. They have also never played in the Orange African Nations Championships. Still in Cairo, Egypt outclassed Kenya 3-0 in a men's 2015 All-Africa Games qualifier in Cairo on Sunday. Meanwhile, Egyptian striker Mansulwa scored a first-half goal to lift Egypt to a 1-0 victory over hosts Kenya in a women's international friendly in Machakos, some 65 kilometers southeast of the capital, Nairobi, on Sunday.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you check out my page, you'll see a photo of Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, who have begun training for their May 2nd boxing blockbuster. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you.